Hello, welcome back to Headmaster's Corner. I'm Cameo, and today I am delighted to have the volleyball coaches and the captains with us today. So let's go around in a circle and just introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Charlie Buckner. I'm a junior at SAS Volleyball.
Hi, I'm Reese. I'm a senior at SAS Volleyball.
Hi, I'm Anya. I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Briley. I'm a sophomore.
And hi, I am Coach A.
Hi, I'm Coach Zeitler.
What's your guys' roles and like what position do you play? And how long have you been playing volleyball?
I'm an outside hitter and I've been playing volleyball for 7 years.
I'm an outside hitter. I'm one of the team captains and I've been playing volleyball since 6th grade, I think.
I'm a setter and I've been playing for 7 years.
I play back row. I'm a JV captain and I've been playing volleyball for 4 years.
Awesome. Well, I'm the JV coach and I have been coaching here at SAS. This is my 3rd year.
And I've been coaching for 28 years.
Thank you, guys. So I have heard Zeitler make some very exciting volleyball announcements recently in the chapel. Anybody share? Like, tell me all about it. I want to hear all about this exciting stuff.
Well, can I say that at the beginning of our season, our goal was to win 3 matches, right? And then how many have we actually won?
We've won 8 this year.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing, you guys. Amazing.
I know, it really has been an amazing season. It's been a while since our team has felt, you know, this connected and has built such a strong foundation and has played this well. And it's been a fantastic season.
And I would also add that while we've won a good number of matches, we were in most of our matches. A lot of them that we didn't win went 5 sets. Mm-hmm. And so we were right there poised to win it and maybe fell a little short. But so it's just been a year where we're very competitive and that's been really rewarding.
I heard that there was a game where it just like kept going on and on. How do you guys stay motivated when it's a like time like that? Like, what drives you to just keep going and push to the end?
Probably just like, I mean, I think we're all very competitive. I think we're all extremely competitive and I think that we all love playing with each other. So it's like, we're trying to win the point for each other and not just for ourselves. So I think that definitely drives the want to be better and do better.
And I would add that, like, we talk about just focusing on one point at a time and not like what's happened before or what's going to happen after, but be in the moment, be where your feet are, breathe the air that's right there in front of you. Be in the moment.
I think it goes for just everything, to not worry about the future or the past and just always be in the present. I think that's a really good rule. And it's cool that you brought that up. I think that's important in sports. I have a question for the coaches.
Okay.
What is your approach to coaching? Tell me about your coaching philosophy.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. Well, we are an inside-out school. That means there's a philosophy that goes with really the coaching in general at St. Andrew Swanee School, and it's a book that was written by Joe Ehrman and Jody Redman, and it talks about while our goal is to win, we have a greater purpose, and those that are teaching those life lessons and developing meaningful relationships with our players. So we're transformational coaches. We see this as coaching as a tool to really work with the students to develop them as people. That may not be taking place in the classroom, but there are so many opportunities on the court or the athletic field. So that, in a nutshell, would be our athletic philosophy there.
Love it. Now for the students, what is like your future in volleyball? Do you see one? Are you interested in playing in college?
As of right now, I'd be very interested in playing in college. I haven't thought about where specifically, but I would be interested in playing college, if not playing like on the varsity team, playing club volleyball.
For me, I don't think I would play on the team, like the school team in college, but I definitely definitely would be interested in club or intramural. It just, it builds such a great community, and it's just a great way to stay active.
As of right now, I'm just really undecided. I don't know. I don't have a clue.
I don't think I would be interested in playing on a college team, although I think I would be interested in playing club volleyball in the future, and I'm definitely going to play volleyball here for the next 2 years.
Nice. Love it. What is your favorite thing about volleyball? Are there any special volleyball SAS memories you'd like to share?
One of my favorite volleyball things we do is just the bus rides to our away games. Everyone's hyped for the game, everyone's excited, everyone's glad to be done with school for the day, and it's just a really fun atmosphere getting ready for the game and getting ourselves excited for the game. And it's just, that's one of my favorite memories. We're laughing nonstop. It's very entertaining.
For me, one of the things I love most about volleyball is how connected of a sport it is. I like to call it jello. You're jello on the court, because if somebody moves, everybody moves together and everyone's reacting together, and it's just such an interconnected feeling that I don't think you can find in many other sports.
I think probably one of my favorite things, like especially this past year, is the conversations, like when you're warming up and also like during the game. I know that I'm really, really close with especially one of my teammates, and that has definitely been a highlight. Like, we argue like cats and dogs, but at the same time, we're just so incredibly close. It's amazing.
My favorite thing is definitely the team spirit, and I've made some of my best friends playing volleyball.
I love a couple of things. I love that we come together and we pray before a match on the bus, and then we come together after the match and we all link arms, and it's just sort of this, you know, getting fired up but remembering why we're there and what we're doing, and then coming together as a team again, and then of course this year ringing the bells.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with everything that's been said. It's really great to see the players, especially we have this wonderful preseason opportunity with fall sports, and we're in an Airbnb, and just to see the team bonding that went on and everybody developing relationships and getting really close to each other. And this is one of the most supportive teams that I've been a part of, so it's just been a real joy to coach them.
That's awesome, you guys. I love hearing all of the success that you're having this season, all of the connections you're making. That is so good to hear. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. You guys were awesome. If you want to hear older Headmaster's Corner episodes, you can go to sasweb.org. SAS Radio?
Yeah.
.org, and that goes for all other podcast episodes and other cool stuff. So I will see you next week.